Saturday, March 23rd, Liturgy of the Hours, Mid-Morning Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the Mid-Morning Hymn, take up your cross, the Savior said, if you would my disciple be. Deny yourself, the world forsake, and humbly follow after me. Take up your cross, let not its weight fill your weak spirit with alarm. His strength shall bear your spirit up, shall brace your heart and nerve your arm. Take up your cross, and in his strength and every danger calmly brave, to guide you to a better home and victory over death and grave. Take up your cross and follow Christ, nor think till death to lay it down. For only he who bears the cross may hope to wear the glorious crown. To you, great Lord, the one in three, all praise forevermore ascend. O grant us here below to see the heavenly life that knows no end. And now the psalmody, beginning with the mid-morning antiphon. The time of penance has come, the time to atone for our sins and to seek our salvation. Psalm 120. To the Lord in the hour of my distress I call, and he answers me. O Lord, save my soul from lying lips, from the tongue of the deceitful. What shall he pay you in return, O treacherous tongue? The warrior's arrow sharpened and coals red-hot blazing. Alas, that I abide a stranger in Meshach, dwell among the tents of Kedar. Long enough have I been dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for fighting. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's guard. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will forever. Amen. Psalm 122. I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to God's house. And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name, there to set the thrones of judgment on the house of David. For peace of Jerusalem I pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord I will ask for your good. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the mid-morning antiphon, the time of penance has come, the time to atone for our sins and to seek our salvation. And our reading is from 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 9. If we say we are free of the guilt of sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not to be found in us. But if we acknowledge our sins, he who is just can be trusted to forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrong. And the responsory, create a clean heart in me, O God, renew in me a steadfast spirit. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. God, our Father, you always work to save us, and now we rejoice in the great love you give to your chosen people. Protect all who are about to become your children, and continue to bless those who are already baptized. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit. One God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.